Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Cindy, I got charged on a debit card for $39.99 for something I didn't order, didn't want. Can we take care of it? Can we get it canceled, stopped, refunded?
Okay, I can check and see if we have you in the system. One moment. Be right with you.
Okay.
And the system is still searching. One moment. Your name is Kurt Walsh. Okay, thank you. One moment. And verify for me, please, your address.
10420 Chippewa Landing Trail.
In Manton, Michigan. Okay, and the phone number you're calling in from it matches 231-631-1852. And I have your email address is cpjw@me.com. And let me check and see what was ordered. Okay, so it looks like you completed a survey or entered in a contest on order day. Tablet.
No, I didn't order any tablet. Tablet was offered for nothing, and like an idiot, I punched on it, I guess.
Okay.
But that
did you read
still
over?
Doesn't authorize.
Did you read over the disclosure
no, I didn't
of the
read
terms
anything.
And conditions?
No.
That's the reason you were billed. So it looks like you paid the $7.95.
Well, I wouldn't have done that, though. I would not have done that. I would not have authorized that. I was really leery of what was going on, so I made sure I didn't pay for anything, put no credit card number in there, nothing.
Well, that's the only way we would have gotten it, sir.
Okay.
And see, in
Let's
addition
give
to
it
that,
back to me. Let's give it back to me.
It signed you up for the shopping membership, where you receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
Never got to that. It's a fraud. It's a ripoff. You're the fraud department. Can't you do anything
well,
about
it's not,
it?
Well, fraud is
ripoff.
Fraud is if you didn't complete the survey. So you ordered it. You just wasn't aware of the terms and conditions.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. You and I both know the scam. You know,
no.
It's a scam.
I'm looking for a scam and a fraud. Well,
what do you mean?
Sir.
There's no other way to feel about it. Yes, it is fraud.
It's not fraud, sir.
It's fraud. When you're tricked into
you
buying
like
something
we
and you,
always
and
have
you
to
get
read over
charged
the terms. Always have to read over the terms and conditions when you order anything. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yep.
It's C like Charles, 260-700. 752.
Okay, what does that do now?
Let's just confirm the account is now canceled.
Okay, can I get my money back?
Not able to provide you with a full refund. Let me check and see how much the system will allow. One moment. Okay, well, the system will allow a 25% credit. I can override that and at least credit 50% back to the account.
Okay, it's something. Well, why, if it isn't fraud, then why does it come back as Swedish doctor appointment? You know, what does that have to do with a laptop?
It might just be for Billy. Might just be for billing purposes.
Yeah, if that's not a fraud, I don't know what is, you know?
Now, I did refund the 50%,
fraud,
sir.
You know?
You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of the credit.
So it goes back on the card?
Correct.
All right. So when was this $125 gift card or something? What is that all about? How do we go from? How can we? How do we go from? Who's it from?
Let's see. It should say. Let's see. Something like it's going to be from Consumer Direct Savings.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
All right. So we're all set in. Thank you for calling customer care again. You want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.